Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself and a few of my hosts get together weekly to talk about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. In today's episode, we're going to talk about moving, moving woes, adventures, and mishaps. It's going to be actually really funny. So we got a lot of stories to share, but first we'll go around the table. Everyone introduce themselves, your name, the year you were born. Let's get into it.
Hey, everyone. I'm C. I was born in 87.
P to the motherfucking T, 1975.
Language. Okay.
Bubbles, 1982.
Old man, old as dirt.
That's pretty old. All right. And I'm your host, D, 1984. Moving. Oh, boy.
Oh, I hate moving.
Man, I know. I love it.
Sucks.
I love hearing other people move because I don't have to deal with it. But doing it myself sucks. Anyways, who wants to kick this off?
Well, PT, since you have a truck, don't people ask, hey, fuck, you've got time, a truck,
and, oh, yeah.
Could you help me move?
Hey, I was going to ask you, no, fuck that.
If you're not busy on the busiest days of the week.
I'll give you gas fucking $10.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. What the fuck?
Really? Gas being $3.39?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a one-way.
Yeah.
But did you get... You've always had trucks. You have
all the time, bro. Yeah, I got to the point where I'm like, dude, I'll let you borrow my truck. I trust you. I got full coverage.
Yeah, I ain't trying
if something happens to it, fucking make sure you total it.
It's gotten to the point where I think when you're young, you're, you know, college age, teenagers, whatever, like you're willing to and beer. All right, dude, I got you.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, nah. You make how much a year? No, you need to hire movers. We ain't fucking with that.
Yeah.
There's not enough pizza and beer in the world that would help me move someone.
Oh, you've still helped for nothing.
Yeah. That's true, it sucks, dude, because like, I had a bad experience with movers, so I never used movers again. They damaged all my shit.
It's pretty much...
They didn't want to pay for it. I have to, like, the fucking lawyer, like, you have to sue them.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only way.
It's pretty much guaranteed.
Because of their contract. There's something in the contract, like, the way it's worded that they don't have to fucking...
Right. Or they pay by the pound or something stupid. Like, it's stupid.
Like, they wouldn't even pay you what it's worth. Like, and they messed up a lot of my shit. So, like,
every single time we've moved, guaranteed something gets fucked up.
Something gets fucked up.
Yeah. Something is going to get banged, scratched, dinged. Like, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do it or you pay someone to do it, it's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up because it cost them more at the end. They should have just fucking paid for that shit.
That's right. They always will pay one way or the other.
Yep,
they're going to pay.
Someone's paying blood or something.
Yeah, blood, sweat.
I don't know. I guess I've been lucky. Like, the last time I moved, I didn't have any.
Okay, well, here, let me help you move next time. We'll fix that problem.
Oh, shit.
Like, I can drop your couch.
Four feet bubble wrap everything? Yeah, it all bubble wrapped?
Well, because I packaged the stuff myself and then.
How long did it take you?
So, both moves, like one with my ex-husband and then after I got divorced and I got my house, I didn't have any issues with both of them. And I used the same company.
Who'd you use?
But did you have a lot of shit, though?
Like, yes, I have. I had a whole bunch. Remember, I had a storage.
Yeah, she got a lot of shit.
I had a storage.
We saw the fucking ghost in your storage. Yeah,
what is that thing will follow you.
I used three guys in a...
Two guys?
Two girls in a cup.
No, two men in a truck or something like that.
Yeah,
two
guys in a
We actually used them twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used them twice, and I didn't have any problems with them.
So my thing is just, I just don't like when someone asks me to help out. Hey, can you help me move? Yeah, I got you, bro. And then I get there, and I'm expecting boxes to move, and instead, it's them packing their shit up. And I'm like, they're like, hey, can you help us pack? No. I will help you move the heavy stuff, but I'm not helping you pack up your fucking house. Okay. Nah, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, like everything should be. Yeah, I've been.
Your shit should be.
I help you move your couches. I help you move all your shit.
But, refrigerator.
I'm not gonna fucking
washer dryer.
It sucks moving though, dude. Packing everything.
It does. And then unpacking it? Oh, that's the worst.
Well, what's worse is when we moved from Texas City back to here, so we had to rent like a 22-foot truck. We had a full house.
Oh, shit.
We towed a car behind it.
What the
fuck? And we get here and you're starting to go through all of your shit and you're throwing half of the shit away that you didn't even need. You brought.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Wait, why would you be throwing it away?
Because you're just packing the shit to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, like you're not really going through it.
You're just packing.
You're not cleaning it as you go.
Because you waited until the last minute and you're under the gun. Okay, yeah.
Oh, so you are Mexican.
So you do procrastinate.
You're Mexican by injection.
Ain't no minute like the last minute.
Yeah. That's true, though. You start packing sucks, everything.
You just go, throw like, everything in boxes. And then when you're unpacking, you're just like, what the fuck am I going to do?
I bring this shit. This fucking used toilet paper. What the fuck?
Or some people, they pack their stuff in garbage bags. Like, that's, what the fuck?
I've done that before.
Yeah, it's just clothing and stuff in bags.
Happened to my buddy when he got caught cheating. They put all his shit in trash bags in his front yard a long time ago.
Wow.
So when we were moving from Texas City to here, we rented a 22-foot U-Haul truck, big truck. And we had a back alley. So the truck was in the back of the alley, and we had it running. And we flew in. My brother-in-law from San Antonio to help us drive and pack and do all that. So we're leaving this truck, and it was not running, but the lights were on inside as we were packing it. And then we go to start it, and the battery's dead.
Wow.
me being the genius.
You fucked it up, bro.
I tried jumping it with my caddy.
You got two dead batteries.
No, the fucking jumper cable wire started melting. The plastic coating started melting. So I was like, oh, well, screw this. So we had to call U-Haul. They had to come down and jump it with another truck.
Yeah, they jump it with it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, and I still have those jumper cables today, and shit's all melted.
What the fuck? You haven't taken new ones yet?
Yeah, they still work.
Fuck no, I wouldn't trust that shit.
You haven't replaced them yet?
No, I just buy a battery. Fuck it.
I will say that little jumper pack nowadays, that thing is a fucking lifesaver. Because you don't have to hook up to any other car. You just plug it in. Dude, like when I was using it, I jumped the RC 4 or 5 times.
With it?
And it only went from 4 power, like 100% to 75%. That was after 4 or 5 jumps. I was like, dang, that thing's pretty badass.
Even the older ones are pretty good. Those old school ones?
Yeah.
Those were good.
And you don't have to worry about draining someone else's battery. Like, that's cool. I like them. I highly recommend everyone keep one in their vehicles.
So wait, you can get it on Amazon? Or which one are you talking
about? I'll put a link in the description, please. I'll put an affiliate link in the description. Any purchase you make helps this channel grow. Thank you.
So who's moved the most?
I moved fucking many times, bro.
I've only moved 3 times.
Oh, hell no. Moved 3 times in fucking 1 year.
I've moved a lot, too. It was during college. We moved from apartment to apartment. Almost like every year we were moving.
Did any of the roaches come with you from that one apartment?
No. We were only there for a year.
We went from Austin overseas. They shipped our shit overseas.
You probably had the longest move out of everyone here.
Moved, and then we came back from overseas. And then we moved to Galveston. Then we moved to Texas City.
Oh, shit.
Then we moved back to San Antonio. Then we rented a house. So we had to move from that house to the house that we live in. So, fuck moving.
Yeah, moving sucks.
I'm done.
TLDR, fuck moving.
Next movie I'm going to do is going to be in a freaking hearse.
Dang. Fuck. What, are you taking all your shit with you?
U-Haul behind the hearse.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, moving does suck. Dude.
Well, we moved that I didn't even bother to decorate the apartment. The apartments were always
I
knew we were going to move anyway. So
like in another year, we're going to be gone. Fuck it. Yeah. Movie sucks.
So you keep your stuff to a minimum. Yeah. And
what was your move like from the Valley to San Antonio, your first move as a 17-year-old?
Fine. You know, because our, the dorm that I was staying in, it was furnished. So it had stuff. Yeah. So it was just little stuff.
So you didn't really need much.
Personal stuff. It was all mainly personal
stuff.
Yeah.
Because it had everything.
Dude, I have so much shit. Like, if we moved from this house right now,
I'm throwing like half of it.
It would what the fuck?
No, we'll have a selfie.
Just put on the curb and we'll come look through it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'll just come back.
I'll text y'all first. Yeah. Y'all want this?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
You're gonna put on next door free on the curb.
I'm sorry. There's nothing but treasure in this house.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Calm down.
Yeah, moving does suck, dude. Like
that's how ours would be because the garage is full, the house is full, dude, and we have a storage.
I have a fucking storage that's full. When I moved out of my apartment, I still have shit. We just moved shit in there.
Dude, it's amazing how much stuff you acquire over the years.
Shit you don't want to get rid of.
Well, and shit that you get like as gifts or you need, like, yeah, you know you're going to use it, but yeah, then like it's just taking up space, like that fucking wheelbarrow. Dude, I used that when we first moved in, and that shit hasn't gotten used since 2016.
Well, because you're all delicate, bro. You might get a rash.
Dad, in my hands. They had two versions. They had the wood handle ones where you get so splinters.
And splinters and calluses.
Splinters and calluses. Or they had the ergonomically friendly plastic handle one.
So that's
one.
Obviously what he got.
Yeah, damn right.
It's got the silicone.
With your fucking... with your dainty hands.
Right. And molds to your fingertips.
I took one look at that. It's hydraulically assisted. I took one look at the wood handle one. And I said, "Oh fuck, nah, fuck no.
That. Got me fucked up.
You got me fucked up."
He's gonna be yelling. He run in there. He's, "What happened? Oh, fucking splitter."
Yeah, sir. Can I help you find anything?
I've been clearing up my house by giving y'all shit.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Hey, I'm there at Lowe's, and you hear, "Sir, can I help you find anything?" Yeah, where's your wheelbarrows that are like computer hand friendly
and the dainty section
that move on their own.
They're like, you might want to hire a landscaper. Yeah. For
I got a splinter earlier today moving that wooden shelf.
Oh, you did? Who helped you move it?
Lena.
Did you get the splinter out?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, yeah. Those suck, man. When you can't see them.
Yeah, I had to push it out.
I get nail clippers,
yeah,
and I cut around it.
Yes.
And I take it off, right?
Yes, nail clippers. Cut that shit out, man.
Yeah, I would have done that. That's what first I was going to go for, but I was able to squeeze it out and pull it
off. Oh, yeah. If it didn't come out, I just cut around it, cut it, pop it off.
Y'all are crazy.
Three layers of skin later.
Well, we ain't dainty like you.
No. I let my body just push eat it up. Either eat it or push it out itself. Oh.
Jesus.
I'll just fucking use my hand.
What is it, your butthole?
I'll just
push
fight
shit up.
Yeah. I'll just fight through the pain. I will fight through the pain.
I bet you do.
I will, dude. The funny thing is my pain tolerance is probably higher than most people's. So
that's surprising.
That's bullshit.
Compared to what?
I call bullshit. I call bullshit. What? Compared to a 3-year old? Yeah, what's he?
I'll tell you this. Okay, when they had
to hold on. Be free.
Yeah, they had it. When they did my two root canals, they couldn't get my teeth numb. So I had root canals done unfucking.
Yeah, no, like, hard pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the doctor was like, we can't seem to get your. I said, just fucking do it already. Like, I'm tired of like my mouth being open and all this shit. She's like, oh, it's going to be really painful. I said, fuck it, go. So she went in there with the little drill bit things and pulled all the roots out. And I was just there. What the fuck was that?
Did you see that?
Oh, your lights flickered. Dude. Oh, it's this one.
No, both of them.
No, they did over there, too. Oh,
dude, God knows you're lying.
So, I'm going to need y'all to leave.
God, you just
got
your bullshit on
you got your holy water?
Hell yeah, we
yes,
do.
Yes, we do.
Bro, we got so much shit in this house. I ain't worried.
May the power of Christ compel you.
Yeah, I ain't worried about none of that. Anyways, yeah, so she did my root canals, like, unnumb.
I don't believe that shit.
It's true.
You're so dainty, bro. I don't know.
Like my, like I'm sensitive. Like my skin is sensitive. I blow up when I get stung by shit. But my,
but your insides fucking steel.
No.
The man of steel. My mouth's made of gold.
But my actual like ability to paint, like tolerate the pain is really high.
So yeah. If I shot you in the leg, you'd be all right.
I'd be all right.
That was good.
I wouldn't be happy, but I'd be okay. All right.
I'd be able to do the podcast. I'd finish it and we'd be good.
I'd tie a fucking dirty old sock around that shit.
Jockstraps work better.
Jockstrap.
I'd make my own tourniquet out of a pantyhose.
You take your G-string.
Where are you going to buy the pantyhose?
I'm wearing them.
He's wearing them. Here's in my back pocket.
Awkward. Awkward.
He's got the legs with the little egg thing.
Yes, statue.
These aren't going to work. They're fishnet.
I was just going to say that. Those are pantyhose. That's fishnet.
Those are fishnet.
Oh my goodness.
That's hilarious. I don't know. I call bullshit, bro. I don't know.
I'm being 100% serious. Like, it's just... I don't know. I mean...
What?
Yeah.
So if I gave you a knife to stab your leg, you'd be okay. You'd be cool with it.
Like, I don't freak, like, I'll, like, hit shit, like, I'll stub my toe, and it fucking hurts, but I'll just be like,
what?
And then just, yeah.
And then carry on.
Yes. It's true. Dude. I'm just sensitive in the sense of, like, I fucking get everything a rash. Else. Yeah, I get a boil on my fucking ass sitting on hard-ass furniture for 3 days straight.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so. All right. You got a little respect back from me.
It's cool, man. It's all good, man.
Can you show your sister how to be tolerant? Like,
wait, what? Excuse me?
I'm joking.
No comment.
JK. LOL.
LOL.
What was your... Hey, real quick, though, I am curious about this, because going back to the moving thing, like, what's the shortest period you ever lived in a place? Because you bounce around
a lot.
Just
a year.
1 year? Yeah. 1 year lease? Yeah.
I mean, because you're signing apartment leases, you know?
Yeah, 1 year.
Okay. Because it sucks, because moving sucks.
Maybe when we were in the apartment. Remember? Because we didn't stay... Oh, it was longer than a year.
It was like 15 months.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so you're a nomad, too, like me?
That was actually... Dude, that experience is probably the worst ever, because we bought...
Which one? The one in Uvalde?
No, at TBC. Because they were quote-unquote luxury apartments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
And we were paying...
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. Dude, we were paying like $1,500 a month. And this was like 2000.
I don't even remember.
But it was a two-bedroom. But this was like back in like 2015, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so bad.
Well, just that area is crazy.
Well, it was like... So it got so bad in that complex... That we fucking left. They like we tried to get out of the lease, and they're like, "Yeah, you can't break your lease. You're gonna have to keep paying." We said, "Fuck it." We
or put like everything get somebody in storage, to sublease or something like that.
Yeah, which wasn't an option. Yeah. So we put everything in storage, moved with mom and dad, and we were still paying that fucking lease, but we refused to live there.
For how long were y'all paying it?
Just like
3 more months.
No more than 3. Yeah, I think it was 3 months.
Yeah, because that's why I was like, "Hey, it's only 3 more months. Can we just get out?" Like, because
there was a lot of they're breaking into cars.
Oh yeah,
dude, one night they stole 12 cars in
what?
One night
in that complex.
Yes,
they didn't do shit.
And they were like Audis, Mercedes. Like they stole legit cars. What? 12 of them.
Dude, that's an inside job.
It had to have been, they also had a drug deal go bad and someone got murdered there. Like there was crazy.
So that wasn't
going down.
When we were living there. That was a couple of years later. I think somebody got shot there.
No, that was like that year. We weren't living there anymore, but it happened that year.
I thought it was a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. That place went downhill fast.
Dang.
That's why I feel unsafe on the north side. I'm safe.
It was
on
northeast.
The south side.
It's just sad because it's like you're spending all this money and then like it's no different than a fucking ghetto ass apartment.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Damn. Yeah, apartments are fucking expensive, bro. Dude, one bedroom is going for like $1,300.
That is insane.
I'm talking
or
like
$2,000.
700 square feet.
Yeah. Like a tiny and
crazy.
A shitty.
$1,300, $1,200.
No gym, no amenities, no no fucking business center where you could print shit for free. Nah, fuck.
They charge. Yeah, because apartments down by the house, the ones right there by the cemetery, the one bedroom's like fucking $1,200.
That's why, dude, that's why
and
all these
like,
people.
They're like 650, 675 square feet.
The only way you can make it nowadays is straight up.
Sucking dick.
Sucking dick, Robin Banks.
Or pimping your asshole.
I'll pimp you out, bro, since you're numb. Right. Let's see how numb your
butthole
gets. 70-30. See what your pain tolerance is.
I'll test your pain tolerance. Test that screaming like a little bitch. Yeah. There goes your shit.
No, but the only way to make it nowadays is seriously like. Multiple people living
roommates.
In a home. Yeah,
no,
roommates.
Fuck that.
Roommates that's the only
suck.
Way, dude.
Yeah, roommates suck. Fuck that.
I don't know. There's a house down the street from us. There's like fucking 7 cars.
Yeah.
Damn.
We have one right around the corner. Too. We call it the car lot. There's at least six cars there.
That's how it is on our
there's
street.
There's like six, right? That one house, there's like six people in that motherfucker. I mean, 6 cars.
That's
I think
why
it's only like a 3-bedroom, too. I'm like,
yeah, it's like 2 in the driveway and like 4 parked in the street.
That is exactly why general rule of thumb, as soon as shit break goes down, that's the first household you got to take out. The one, because that's the most problematic.
Yeah.
You got 7-6 families living all together. You got to wipe them all out, like right off the bat. You got to nip it in the butt, send a message to the rest of the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I was going to Mexico, but fuck it.
We're coming here now.
I have the armored truck fucking pick me up, and then we come over here. Release the bees. Offer a little friend a ride if she's down or not, and then we're gone. We're out. We're loading up your shit. Be free, and then take all your shit.
What if I planned it just right, where you release the bees, but unbeknownst to you, I had already taken 2 shots of EpiPen, so I just play dead, but I'm not actually there.
Then I put 2 in the back of your head just to make sure.
Just in case.
Just in case, bro. I mean, I was going to do it anyway. You can never be too sure. Boom, boom.
So in one of the apartments that we were moving into, and we had enough room, I guess, like in the kitchen area for a table and some chairs. And so my parents had an extra set. And so we were moving up, not the table, but some of the chairs in like a car, you know, and my sister was driving. And when we were on the way up to San Antonio, we got pulled over by Border Patrol.
You were smuggling with the chairs?
I'm sure, probably. I mean, they just saw like something big probably in the back seat. Yeah. We're like, what are these girls up to?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, moving does suck. When I graduated, I moved from here to Seguin. And then we lived in Seguin. And then we moved to an apartment from Brianna's mom's. We lived with her mom.
Yeah.
Then we moved to our own apartment. That shit burned.
Damn.
Whoa. Then we moved to her sister.
Did you lose all your stuff
Hell
in
yeah.
that?
Yeah. It was like a townhouse.
Okay.
So the fire was in the bottom. And so everything burned, but dude, all the smoke damage, you couldn't even fucking save anything.
It's always a total loss. Like smoke damage.
You can never take shit. You'll never get it out.
It was so gross. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we moved from Seguin to Nixon. And then from
Nixon. Where's Nixon at?
It's like by Stockdale. It's like east of Seguin. Let me see.
Oh, okay.
Nixon, yeah, that's where I had my experiences. And then and then after that I moved from there to San Antonio. I remember my dad came to help me move. And I think my dad was drinking at the time. I think he was not drunk, but he was drinking up there, and he tied my mattresses to the truck. He used his friend's truck. It had like those racks that they have
where they put ladders
on top. So he tied it way on top. Bro, we were cruising down. Fucking dude, my dad was going like 80, bro.
And then the fucking mattress
like untied. And you just see it disintegrate in the rearview mirror. Just the box spring hit. He goes, chingao, mijo. Yeah, like he was telling me, it's like the fucking bed. And I was like, Dad, what the fuck? I was freaking out. He goes, it's okay, mijo. I'll get you another one. And he sure did buy me another. He didn't want to stop, dude. We just kept going.
Hey, you know someone fucking hit that shit going 70 miles.
Dude, it disintegrated.
I know.
Like, I was like, dang. But yeah, that was like one of the craziest things. Oh, and then one time I was moving. We're loading shit in my friend's truck. He had a trailer. He's like, I'll bring a trailer, right? He was helping me. I was at these apartments. And, dude, we were inside. We came down. There was a fucking dude looking in the fucking trailer, bro.
What the fuck?
Wow. Going shopping. Dude, my buddy went and grabbed him by the fucking neck because he was like down. He didn't even hear us coming. And my friend grabbed him, like fucking slapped him around. Dude. Yeah. Got all scared. That's fucking wild.
Dang.
Fucking Southside.
You know, growing up as a kid, we moved like 4 times.
For real?
But the last time, we fucking moved on my birthday.
On your fucking birthday?
On my birthday. The actual
happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Wait.
How old were you?
Welcome to your new room.
And how did that make you feel?
Like shit. And I didn't get shit for my birthday. Aww. But the highlight was I had some money, so I brought a 45 Led Zeppelin, Born to Be Wild.
Oh. I thought it was going to be in the jungle.
No, fuck that song. Fuck that song. Yeah.
That sucks. Dang.
So yeah, we moved on my actual birthday date.
Did they do that? Had to have just been like happenstance.
Really? They know what day my fucking birthday is.
Yeah, but like, did they? Maybe they did on purpose to fuck you with you.
Fuck, you must have been.
So maybe the movers were booked on the other days. And yeah, maybe it's only day open.
So did you celebrate that day or the day before?
We had like
or after?
A small little cake, and it was just the family.
What are you complaining about?
What
then,
did you
bro?
Want?
What did you want?
What were you expecting? Because I was fucking carrying shit and sweating my ass off and picking up shit and working like a bitch on my birthday.
Welcome to the life of a 12-year-old.
What the fuck?
Dang.
Man, what did you think? Fuck, you thought you were going to get your nails done?
This fool wanted a pachanga and shit on his fucking birthday.
Like, that's a breakthrough moment right there.
We just saved you $99.
So you mean the night before you thought they were going to be like people feeding you grapes and fanning you with palm leaves?
So watching your parents pack boxes all fucking night didn't give you no hint? You sleeping on the floor with your bed put up? You didn't
honestly.
Anything
okay,
about
like,
it?
Real talk though, that does suck.
Yeah,
like,
to do anything on your birthday
that isn't celebrating your birthday. Sucks.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, yeah.
As a kid, yeah.
But as an adult too.
Yeah, dude.
Sucks, man.
I fucking call in
it's like
to work
one special
on
day, bro. Yeah.
I don't expect like any celebration or anything. I don't care about that. I just make sure I'm off of work.
Yeah,
because it sucks just working.
Oh yeah,
and the times that I have worked on my birthday. it's like extra hard than just a regular day.
Yeah, no, man.
So that's why I'm like, no way.
It's your birthday. That they decorate
you're like struggling.
Do they do that, like decorate your desk and get you food?
They do.
Yeah, that's the only nice part.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, yeah,
I make sure to do that for others.
Yeah, I wish I would go back to the office day so I can have my birthday celebrated.
You want me to decorate your desk at home?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I have to pay for my own birthday party.
You have to take him out for lunch, though.
Right, you got to take him out for lunch.
Yeah.
I'll decorate your desk while you're asleep. I'll get up in the middle of the night.
That would be nice.
You know what?
That's more special. You know what? Yeah.
Add an extra 15 minutes to your lunch break.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm usually off, dude. Our boss's boss gives us the day off.
Yeah, man, they tell me, man, hey, you want to work on your birthday? Nah, suck my dick. Fuck that.
Okay, so I'll decorate your desk on the Friday.
You don't even remember my birthday. What are you talking about? I have to pay for my own birthday. Get out of here. Next subject.
Sorry.
No. Let's
my bad.
You think your birthday sucks, bro? Come to my house on your birthday. See what happens.
Now let's stick on this
celebrating
subject
that shit.
Let's stick on this subject for a bit.
Birthdays?
Yeah. It was pissing people off. Let's stay on here. No,
birthday sucks.
Okay, so going back to moving, I have a story.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What happened?
So I was married at the time.
What did you do?
So we hired two guys in a truck, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were moving from an apartment to a house.
And
right?
I was one of them. That's how we met.
It's taking a weird turn.
So this guy, one of the guys, his shoe started talking to me.
What the fuck?
Like it was flapping?
Yeah.
Is that cold?
Like they had just got started moving the shit out of our apartment.
Start flapping.
And then it started flapping.
What did he do?
He kept working. Like,
I'm sorry, senora. It's because my shoe it broke, okay?
So I'm sure if he would have ripped it off, there'd be like a hole at the bottom. Yeah. So he couldn't.
Dude, that happened to me at church.
What?
Yeah, my shoe.
Dude,
I swear,
her shit breaks more than anyone I know.
Over there.
What, her shoes?
All of them.
Okay, those shoes. I have two pairs of flats.
Were they painless?
They started talking. I've just had them for years, you know?
Find
they started
shit.
Talking. At church, and no joke, I'm like, let me go ahead and just kind of remove it, and you could see like the inside of the shoe. Like, luckily, you couldn't see my foot.
Right.
You know,
your foot's not exposed.
Yeah, right.
Your foot's not gonna be walking in asphalt.
But I was just walking, no joke, to church.
You go up there to get the thing, and he looks down. Your fucking toes hanging out. Your toes hanging out. You're cute.
He's like, oh man.
He reaches into the tithing basket
and gives you $50.
You got bogus.
Okay, those broke. Your fucking chanclas in Florida broke.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah,
her shit breaks, dude.
Dang.
Like, buy some fucking...
Buy some really good
shit. Shit at Five Below or what?
What the
fuck? You know, it...
Damn.
You walk hard?
I have to mentally prepare to go shopping.
How
I don't
do
like
walk?
Shopping.
Why?
How do you walk? Do you, like...
I go shop
like,
for you.
Shift your feet real hard or something?
Do you stomp when you walk or what?
Maybe.
Do you trim your toenails?
I guess
fucking werewolf.
Right? And that's how they start getting thin in the area.
But no, like, I felt bad because, like, he had just started moving.
He moved the whole day like that?
The whole day like that.
Wow. Y'all didn't give him no pair of shoes?
I know, right?
No, I think my ex-husband gave him, like, $40 and be like, hey, man, get yourself a new pair of shoes.
Damn. That's not going to help him right there. I would have given him some rope to tie that shit shut.
Duct tape that shit, man.
Yeah. Why don't you call MacGyver to fix his shit?
Duct tape your fucking batas, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fucking hilarious.
So when I moved into my new house, I was hoping that didn't happen again.
You
no, was he going downstairs with those
you
shoes?
Were hoping you wouldn't find like pieces
they,
of the
they
shoe?
Were, yeah, because they would take the stuff that would go upstairs and they'd take it upstairs. And
see, I will. So I'll tip the movers pretty nice if. Because my thing is this. I don't need you to move all the small boxes and the light. Like that shit is easy.
It's a furniture part.
I'm hiring you to move the big shit, the heavy shit, because I don't have all the carrying things and the little rollers and all that. So when we moved into this house, I remember the entertainment center we had was fucking heavy. And the guys, they're carrying it in. And I'm like, all right, come bring it in here. And then he's like, is this going in the living room? And I was like, nope. In his face, I said, I go, don't worry. I'll take care of you guys. Just please don't hit the walls. And this staircase has a landing. So you're going to have to like shift it, move it up. And then, you know, like you can't just go, it's not straight up.
Yeah.
So they were like,
This motherfucker.
But they took it. They didn't bust up the walls. They got there, and I tipped them fat, like, because they moved a bunch of heavy shit, of course.
Mm-hmm. Fucking $5.
But, yeah, I gave them 20 apiece. No, I'll take care of
tip.
Like, that's one thing I'm.
Yeah, the old man, no, the tippers. Yeah. Have you ever seen him tip?
Dude, yeah, I fucking look at his receipts when we go to, like, IHOP and shit. Dude,
he's like, I'll get the bill. And then I'm like, all right, I'm leaving the tip, motherfucker. Because
if it's 18, he'll round it up to 20. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
A dollar and change in tip.
What the fuck? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I so one of my buddies, to talk about tipping. So one of my buddies' moms, literally, like, no joke, was like that. And it pissed me off because, like, friends of ours are servers, bartenders, like they're in the industry, and we know they talk about tipping and getting stiffed and all this shit, and it's not an easy job, and, like, you know, it sucks. And we were, like, at gyms or something, and no joke, she, like, left a fucking $1.36 tip or something. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I told, like, my buddy, I'm like, yo, dude, like, your mom, like, is not, she's gonna stiff this server. And he's like,
how much did the bill come to?
Like, I don't know, 30 some bucks, 40 some
bucks.
Just
by that response, I know who that friend is.
Yeah. And he was just like, I don't know. And so I literally pulled out like 10, 15 bucks, whatever, and like threw it on. But I was like, what the fuck? Dude?
Some people are like that.
And like, but oblivious, not even like doing it maliciously.
To be bad about it, you can't do it.
She just thinks like that's the norm. That's enough. And I'm like, yo, that was the norm in 1985. What the fuck?
You at least double the tax.
Yeah. That's the minimum. That's the minimum.
10%, 20%, or not, not 10%, 20, 15, 20, 30%. If they're really good.
Dude, I leave good tips, bro. If they're really good, too. I'll leave like fucking half.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll 50%, leave 50%.
Like,
dude, I'll leave 30% if they're really good, dude. Because, like, are the ones that don't like. Do you know what I, you know how I test it on? When I ask them for something.
Yeah. How they.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I got you, bro.
I got you.
Or they're like. Yeah, yes, or, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
You know what? I give you fucking. Then I do 15 no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if it's bad service, I'll do 15.
Like, I like tipping. Like, we've left some good tips, like, for really good servers, and it sucks because, like, sometimes you want to see, like, what the reaction is, but that defeats the purpose of trying to do something nice. But I'm sure they appreciate it. But, like, when it's a shitty fucking server, it's hard to leave a tip.
Where you know they don't want to be there.
Or don't want to be there. Zero service, zero checkup, zero bringing plates or bringing refills, taking plates away. Yeah. Like,
not bringing refills is the worst. Dude.
Like, to me, like, read the table. If you see the table's full of shit, clear it out. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to ask you, hey, can you, like, move some of this shit?
Yeah.
Because it's pretty obvious.
The best is when you don't have to ask for a refill. I love that shit. When you're just drinking, they come bring another one. Boom, 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 boom. That's, like, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you don't have to ask for shit. Yeah, like, move. Can I take those plates? They take them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good fucking.
Or what was that test that your friend mentioned?
Yeah, so my buddy worked at Biga, and it was one of the few at the time, like, one of the only 2 5-star restaurants in San Antonio. And the test was, you know, you're a good server when you pick up trash and you're constantly cleaning off the table. Like, they have little, like,
like the straw.
Yeah, so the straw wrappers.
Like the wrappers, just put it there, like, on the.
Yeah, see if they take it or not.
Yeah, so he told me, he's like, test your server by taking the straw wrapper, putting it on the edge so it's convenient. And if they don't pick that shit up, they're not as good as they should be. And I was like, okay, that's a good test. But
I just always throw that shit, like, on the fucking.
So do you do the test?
I do the test. I also put my chewing gum under the table, and I see if they clear that. That test has never been passed. They never find that shit.
Actually, the majority of the time that I've done it,
I'd say it just stays there. 85% of the time, they don't pick it up.
Yeah, because they don't. Probably it's not 90. Like
it's high.
But who's worse, the young servers or the older servers?
Young servers, by far.
I don't know. I've had some good young ones, dude. The old ones are the ones that don't.
You know what?
I think it's based off, like, experience
and how their day's going. Because I understand. You know why I started before? Yes. I used to be the type of person that would be like, you know what?
They could be having a bad day.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't gonna give you shit. Yeah. Give them like fucking $3. But then I started realizing, man, I don't know what she's going through. She could be, her husband could be beating the fuck out of her.
Right.
Probably. Something.
So you know what? Let me just fucking give her 15%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a lot of times the problem's in the kitchen. It's out of their control.
See, and I won't fault the server for that.
don't pick up fucking plates. That's what I go by, like plates and refills.
Right.
That's my biggest thing.
But if the food sucks.
Oh, the food sucks.
Yeah. Like if they fuck up your order or something, that's not, I don't hold that to the server. And it sucks because there are people who do. Yeah. But it's like, I'm obviously intelligent enough to realize, well, that's the fucking line or the cook or chef, whoever.
But if the manager comes and notices or was told about it, then yeah.
That's a good thing, because if you tell your wait, like, oh, you didn't eat that, and you tell them, and they're like, oh, some would just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Too bad.
Like that. Yeah.
Would you like something else?
Yeah. Or someone say, would you like something else? Or would they go tell their manager?
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we're going to take this off. Like,
address it.
Then I give them the difference.
Yeah, dude. I mean.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I've had some really good young servers, and I've had some really shitty ones. So I guess it just depends.
Yeah. What kind of, and then experience, too, because we've had some where, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
And then you get one that's, like, badass and, like, takes care of, like, they're taking care of, like, four or five tables, and you got drinks, you got fucking everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes you get the ones where it's like, you need to find a different career, dude.
Yeah.
It's the same for you.
What's pissing me off nowadays is, I go to get served, get my refills, bring my food, get what I need, and then when I get ghosted at the end because you think I'm done and I don't realize that I'm supposed to pay at the front or there's some fucking machine on the table, and that's what's pissing me off, because I'm like, wait a minute, so you're not even going to take my card and ring my shit up? What the fuck? Like, I got to walk up to the front of the building and pay? Nah. Like, that's what's...
Or once you pay, like, they bring your shit back, and then they just leave you alone.
Yeah, they never come back.
They never come back. I hate that shit. There's some that'll come back. Are you okay?
I never pay.
Would you like your tea to go?
Yeah, I don't either.
I never.
Yeah.
My other thing, too, is, like, I hate when servers take a table, and their shift is about to end.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
get switched out.
And they say, like, well, I'm leaving, so if you want to pay, because... I got to go. And it's just like, well, what? Why'd you take this fucking table then?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so now I'm going to take my time.
Well, the thing is like, they'll close you out. They'll be like, I'm going to close you out. This server will take over for you. And you're like, okay, so who's getting the tip? The person who got me up to this point or the person taking over? Because I ain't tipping two motherfuckers. Like, that pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't think
you
put
me in a position.
I don't think it's ever happened.
I don't think so either.
Well, a lot of times they all put the tips all in together. And
I always ask that too. Before I give a big tip, I'm like, do you get all this or do you?
There's the split.
Chop it with your bussers. It depends. It varies. Because I've had buddies of mine who've worked, and some of them, they tip out their bus boys or bus girls or whatever. And then some of them that they just keep everything. And so it varies from restaurant to restaurant. Yeah.
And if they're like, well, we keep it, but if it goes like on the credit card, then they get split. So I always give them cash.
I think people can tell that I'm not a tipper when it comes to drive-thrus, because I've noticed Starbucks is less.
They're all doing it.
They're starting to not give me that bullshit. Hey, there's a question here. Now they just take my card and.
You look like an asshole, dude.
I guess, dude. I don't know.
Dick
I mean,
face.
It's true. But the thing is like, dumb. I'm not going to tip.
Everyone wants
fucking I tip a girl a dollar.
I don't tip.
Oh, when you get – dude, when you, no, fuck, no. Or no, when you order food and then you go pick up and then they want you to leave a tip.
Fuck no.
No, I had to get off my fucking car, bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking
I had to walk my fat ass up here myself.
Yeah, walk it outside, shake your ass. I'll give you $5, but other than that, you're not getting shit.
There was one time I tipped $5 at Starbucks, and it's not – it wasn't really a tip. It's because they said –
Eduardo?
Yeah, no. They said
it was his bill.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Julio.
Hey, D, what's up? Are you Big D or Little D today?
He had his phone number written on the $5 bill.
They go, I stirred your coffee with my tongue.
So what happened is I ordered my drink and they made it wrong. With the, like, instead of mocha, they used white mocha. And they're like, we made this, but did you want it anyway? Because we're just going to pitch it. And I said, if you're just going to throw it away, I'll take it. And then I tipped the chick $5 because they could have just thrown it out and not even offered it. But I was like, you know what? It's about the same. Like, here's $5, dude. Like, what?
Fuck them. They fucked up.
Wow. But other than that, I don't tip the cashier at the fucking
drive-thru.
Yeah.
The only place
like
that I tip.
Meme, that meme with the solar eclipse. It's like, it's like, leave a tip.
Yeah. So that one. Yeah. The only place that I tip, like, for everything is Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tip.
For everything?
Well, I mean, you know, almost everything.
Okay.
You know, like the fucking.
That's a service.
Yeah, it's a service
town,
industry. So it's
industry,
like, yeah, it's like.
You're pretty much getting people doing stuff for you the whole
tip
time.
Tip the dealer, tip the bartender, tip the fucking door guy. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised what tips would do, man, sometimes.
I mean, it's
It's different, though.
It's weird to me when I see how people treat money when it comes to tipping.
Yeah.
And I'm like it rubs me the wrong way because I also do disagree, though. Like, I wish restaurants charged more for their food and paid their servers
more
12,
than,
10, 15, whatever an hour.
Or how's that $25 an hour in California working out?
Yeah.
See, everybody's closing down.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if it was like an industry change and everyone understood, hey, the price of your shit's going up because now you don't have to tip, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, I'd be cool too.
Well, you want everything to go up on top of everything else that's going on?
No, because what if you get shitty service or whatever? You're paying a tip for crap.
Yeah.
No.
We're the only country, though, that is what do you call it? Yeah, tip. Like, you go, like, they say you go to Europe.
They're paid a living wage.
Italy, they don't even, most restaurants don't even allow you to tip.
Yeah, they won't.
You can't even tip.
Right. Because they're paid a living wage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you're working, you should, because what's happening is it's putting the burden onto the customer, but it's also fucking over the worker.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do agree. If they have a shitty, if they're a shitty server, they should be fired and not being getting paid that living wage.
Yeah.
Like if they're a bad server.
All those positions like before, like working at restaurants, that's why the whole like minimum wage thing irks me because it's like, when I grew up, those were just like stepping stone jobs. They weren't like career jobs. Now, like, they're motherfuckers they want to work at fucking McDonald's for 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm excluding, of course, the managers and all that stuff, you know, but I'm talking about like
entry level.
They want to fucking make 20, 25 an hour. But dude, it's just a stepping stone, man. Yeah. Like, you don't want to fucking better yourself, better your life. Like, it's just a stepping stone. You learn.
It's the same with retail. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of retail jobs. Like,
It's like, you would have worked there 30, 40 years.
Like, bro, like, this isn't a long-term
thing. Unless you're a fucking manager or regional manager or supervisor.
And even then, like, you should move up or move around after a few years. You shouldn't be a store manager for 30 years. Like, you can, but, like, you're basically positioning yourself to where the pay rate's going to change as time goes on, but you're not going to get part of that. Like, I was reading this article and was talking about statistically, like, if you jump jobs every 2 to 3 years, you get paid more in the long run because as the competitive wages change, you're getting privy to that versus when I was at USA for 11 years,
that shit.
Dude, every year it was like a 1-3% raise versus if I had went to State Farm and then bounced to Travelers and then came back to USA. I would have been getting scaled up way more.
Now, it's like, even like, remember they used to do cost of living raises. They don't do that shit no more.
Right.
Especially now in the past 4 fucking years, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, five years is about my limit and I have to change. I get bored.
So what are you going to do with Social Security?
Damn. Oh, I'm going to change so I get more. Dude,
So when are you saying goodbye?
Wow. Yeah, it sucks, man.
Yeah, tipping's kind of weird now, but they expect it for every fucking thing. It's like, I had to get out to get my food. I'm not going to tip you.
Dude, you know what I found out? So one of my buddies, he works – he's one of the supervisors. I don't know how high up exactly he is, but at SeaWorld. And he was telling me that their board is getting pissed and, like, forcing them to, like, why isn't this work getting done? And it's because, one, we can't hire enough people to do the work, and you won't pay them enough to stay employed. So I asked him, I was like, well, what are they getting, like 12, 15 an hour? Dude, he's like, no, they're making like 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, sure. They pay shitty there.
Dude, $8 to $10 an hour.
Made more McDonald's.
Exactly.
McDonald's like 12 to 15 now.
Bro, what the fuck? Like, that's not – I was – $8 an hour was like 2003 pay. Like,
I was getting $7.25 in like the
90s. Mine was $7.25 when I was working at
– That's what I'm saying. Like, 8 is nothing, dude. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, so when he told me that, I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah, so it's hard nowadays, dude, because it's like, I don't know. I mean, the corporate world's gotten so fucking greedy. Like, overall, all the big corporations, they just They don't pay for shit, bro. We're just slaves, yeah. dude. They're building slaves.
Well, and they also want you to do the work of three people.
Yeah, like, exactly.
What was funny was we're sitting in this committee, and we were supposed to come up with, like, all the mission statements and shit. So I'm sitting there. So my mission statement was, you know, we pay our employees just enough so they work, and not enough. We pay them enough where they won't quit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just to keep them content. Just, yeah. yeah. It's basically how this country's run, dude. Just
to keep them comfortable enough to not leave.
Yep. Just to, yeah, it sucks, though.
It I does think suck. That's true. Everywhere.
I think everywhere.
Probably even my work.
There's also zero loyalty from companies to its employees.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's
zero.
That's why, like, I learned, like, I need to start taking my days off. I need to start not being, because you know what, dude, if something happened to me tomorrow, they replace me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They can replace you like they have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they might be a little uncomfortable, but they ain't going to care.
Yeah.
They're not going to be, like, sad or, nah.
Oh, especially okay. Here's the statement. Our employees work just hard enough to not get fired, and we pay them just enough so they don't quit.
It's pretty true.
Yeah, sure. I think that's everywhere, man.
They didn't like it.
Of course not.
Did not like it.
Yeah, sure they didn't get your sense of humor. It is true, and it's I mean, dude, I quiet quit 7 years before. No, wait. 6 years before they finally fired me. I had already checked out. Like, I was just getting a paycheck and doing the bare minimum and like fuck them.
Yeah,
I mean, crazy. But I think you're right as far as taking time off. Like, for me, it's either in the situation I am now, it's either take time off and it affects numbers, or work and then get good numbers.
Yeah.
You know,
and those numbers, I mean, I don't know. It just sucks because it's like you want to do your job and be like there, but then, like, yeah, they're not loyal anymore. Especially like corporations. Like, I work for one of the biggest fucking ones, and it's just. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remind me to tell you a story after we start recording what happened with her.
All right. See, for me, like, as the in my position, like, I'm waiting for the people who are at my shop to move to the new one that they're supposed to be at. And as soon as that happens, out of my own pocket, I'm going to reward my guys pretty nicely because, like, they've been busting their ass. They do everything. I don't have to micromanage them. And, like, That's the kind of shit that should be happening, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to reinforce, I'm going to positively reinforce good behavior so they feel rewarded, they feel appreciated, because that's the thing that I never got from busting my ass. Mm-hmm. Managers would be like, yeah, cool, whatever. Like, you should be doing that anyway.
Yeah,
like, you know? And I'm like, there's no, like, appreciation in a real way. Like, they'll give you a pat on the back and here's a gold star.
Yeah, good job, and then that's it.
Like, nah, dude, I want that paper.
Right? So, do you do, like, employee of the month?
I don't. Only because there's three only, of like, us. Three of y'all. So, it would just be
it's like the same person in a row.
Hey, look, it's me again, fuckers. No, but, like, one of the guys in particular, like, I really appreciate him going, like, above and beyond. So, I'm going to hook him up. And then my other manager, he goes, like, he just does stuff. I don't have to baby him. Like, he just takes care of it. So I want to hook him up too, you know. It's just like, what the fuck? Yeah.
It's childproof.
Because I feel like that was always something that I wanted.
That's like your ASMR, like,
oh yeah, the Christmas cookies. Yeah. That was always something I had wanted, and I'm not gonna ask the owners to do it because I feel like that's a big ask.
Nah, they should though, man. Especially when they're like,
word might get back, and they might just be like,
I don't know, because I bust ass at my work, and I haven't gotten a bonus or anything.
Does she? Hey, does she bust her ass?
Hey, I bust ass.
You bust ass?
She does, dude, but it comes with a price, bro.
I could just load up my trunk.
Attitude, yeah.
I could just load up my trunk.
Yeah, load up your trunk like the old man. Yeah, no, it sucks, dude, because it's like, yeah, I'm already coming to the end of my fucking corporate.
But think about it, like, if you're, if every job you worked at, you were constantly, like, compensated for working hard, you would work, you would continue to work hard.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be happy to, because you're like, nah, I get taken care of. Yeah. But if you work hard and nothing, well, then what's the fucking point?
Well, I got integrity, so I always work hard no matter what.
No, but I'm saying I'm not saying
no, I know what you mean.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you would do a little more or like extra, like, if you got
yeah
really appreciated for it, you know?
Or it just might be easier on those hard days to
yeah, it's still just easier, put in but the, you know, I'm fucking halfway back, so I'll fucking work hard on my boy. It's just in my blood.
Yeah, no. For me, it's like I don't mind going above and beyond, but as soon as it's not appreciated and then taken advantage of, it's hard for me to be like,
really?
Yeah, nah.
I just fucking deal with it. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm just out. I'm out.
Well, I check our out work, mentally. We take birthdays and appreciation days like serious, and so we try to celebrate it.
Yeah,
maybe not so much. Yeah, maybe not so much like, hey, obviously everybody wants that, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you had that issue, right, where your team was starting to get really good morale, and then they switched stuff up and pulled the rug out from under y'all. And you, because I remember you were doing like a lot of team building stuff, and it was like you were getting good rapport, good morale built up, and then switched shit. And,
well, you get a new manager or somebody in there, and they got to flex their muscles and try to change everything.
Oh,
and they
don't have a fucking
clue.
Then they want micromanaging, give us reports of this, and we want to see who's like, doing that.
Yeah.
Like,
when the way y'all were working was working fine, nothing was broken.
Yeah. It just sucks when you have like a great boss, but his hands are tight. Like he can't reward you, he can't compensate you.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that's what they did at our work. Like we used to get like these awards called Bravo, and you can get monetary awards.
Oh yeah.
So I used to get them from like the networking team when I would do like big projects from. They, you know, 500,000, 1,500.
Fuck yeah.
One time I got like 2,000.
Yeah, dude.
And then they stopped doing that because they said, "Well, we're gonna cut those out, and now like you get a Bravo, and it's just like a mention." Like they just, oh, good job, blah, blah, blah. You know, he did
pat
this
on the back.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, no one gives a fuck about Bravo Awards anymore.
Yeah. And then, and then they took that away, so no one gives them because it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, we're going to incorporate this like in the, like the bonuses and the you know, the the braises and they have it.
What pissed me off at, something similar, what pissed me off at USAA was that, and it's funny because C's sister came across this, where that you get rewarded and you get points and then you earn like so many points to buy gift cards or you can exchange them for gift cards or whatever, but they fucking tax it.
Yeah, that's what they have at my work. Like you bullshit. Can give like kudos, I guess, in a way, and you can give them like different rewards or like amount of money and then you can
they used to do that to us, but then they give us money for the taxes.
No,
they like, wouldn't.
No, dude, it's taxed.
So instead of a $50 gift card, it's either you get like $38 and change, or you don't have enough, and so then they take it out of your paycheck. So you get a $50 gift card, but then you get $13 of taxes taken from your paycheck the next pay
cycle.
And
so now at my work, nobody wants them anymore.
Oh, shit.
Because your pay goes down.
Yeah.
And now instead of having cash money, you got a fucking gift card to Academy. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Give to the adult Megaplex?
I think so.
I need some massaging oil.
Double-sided dildo or what?
Double-headed dildo.
Black.
Do you have the black dong one?
We need to take that off our grocery
cut.
List.
Yeah, we got it.
It's still up there.
We need to scratch that off.
Dude, that was the funniest shit, bro. I was waiting for you to fucking...
It's still up
see
there.
It that night, and you notice it like 3 days later. Dude.
Not even that. We noticed it like a week later.
Well, I mean, the whole time. We're not used to.
We don't really use that.
So basically, y'all don't
use
that.
It's just there. It's just there.
Just to look important, huh?
To make people think
we're
organized.
Well, I had tried to use it, and then we just never
y'all only put like healthy food on there.
That wasn't healthy.
Get 2 cans of bologna juice.
Oh.
Bologna juice. Gross.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. You tell me. You're from Whiteyville.
You had bologna.
That sounds like that would be something white.
Yeah, your whiskey sandwiches. Tango, you tell us.
I don't know about bologna juice. I've seen wiener juice.
Have you?
I'm actually talking about the weenies.
I know.
The Bar S weenies.
Oh, they talking about the weenie. Like the chorizo.
We're still talking about Megaplex, right?
I thought you talking about the kebab.
I know that there were weenies in the bottom of that plunge
kielbasa.
Pool. At the coast.
Floating, bro.
Four fucking burnt hot dogs on the floating
they
on the bottom
in
of that.
And then when, after 3 days, they were all fucking... They were all swollen.
We got bobbling and like bobbing for apples. You're all bobbing.
We're waiting for you to get there.
Yes.
Look at this treat.
Watch, I can pick that up with my butt cheeks.
No, you don't. Crunch.
Yeah.
No, we're done.
Oh, wow.
So we went from that shit to full circle. Juice.
There we go. Right. Now it's an actual episode.
It's a party. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop now.
But yeah, movie sucks, bro. It's like I move so much in my fucking life, bro. Mm-hmm. Doing it, and I've always
it's frustrating.
Dude, I'm fucking like I don't get movers because I don't trust anyone. I like to do it myself.
I gotta get a mover for this dude. Big shit, dude.
Yeah.
I will tell you, with our friends. Business, some people say don't get these moving companies. So I have a list of companies not to use.
The ones that have fucked up stuff.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. The best part is when I start like people buy. We're not supposed to help them move this shit, but I say, hey, do it this way. Oh, he know. Yeah, motherfuckers. I'm Mexican. I moved a lot of shit in my life. Like the refrigerator. The trick where like I tell him like do it this way, and this guy's like, no. Or like we do it to him and his wife, and I was like, all right, dude.
All right.
They couldn't even get in the truck. I go, dude, I'm telling you, pull your truck up there. You see that little wheel? Drop your tailgate. Dude, I'll fucking load this motherfucker if you do it. Really? His wife's like, do it, honey. He did it.
Do it, honey.
He was like, wow. I go, dude, I worked at a warehouse many fucking years ago. We did all kinds of shit, bro.
Like, you're like, have a nice day. Yeah. As they're driving out, the big ass dent you put on the side of their truck, they don't see it. Whoops.
No, but yeah.
You need to change your sign to, you know, the Mexican dude will help you move.
No. Yeah. They get mad, bro.
Just ask for PT.
Yeah.
Or for all of the other services.
Hey, but they tip, man. I think he gave me like a $20 tip.
Hey, where is that at?
Wait a second.
We ain't splitting shit.
That could split four ways.
The wife gave you the $20 tip, and there was a phone number written on the wall.
I didn't even know.
Let him do it, honey.
Yeah. Let him do it, okay?
Work that money.
He's going to come move shit you can't move. Shit you haven't moved in years.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, hold on.
What happened here?
Pool cleaning.
What happened? Yeah, it's always the old ladies do hit on me, bro. It's so,
it's so weird.
They do it in front of her, and she just laughs.
She's like, you can have him, honey.
Are you sure, sweetheart? He looks mighty spicy.
You know you like it, girl.
You know you like it, girl.
I took an ad out on Nextdoor. Wife wanted.
Oh,
next
no.
day, I got 100 responses. They were all the same. You can have mine.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So we're going to mute.
Go ahead and mute his wife.
Did you win first place?
Yeah.
With that bullshit? Right,
oh, yeah. You didn't go.
Hold on. Talk in your mic. All right. We're good.
Wow. Cut his fucking mic out.
Well, there was only two of y'all,
there's only
right?
two of them in the category. So he's either getting $100 or $50.
Okay. Let me know if this is true. But did that other dude... Were you the only one, and they just asked someone else to, like,
no,
step in? Because his shit was weak.
Well, he was a comedian, too?
He was rambling. I don't know what he was talking about.
He was telling a fucking life story, and then he ended it with a shitty joke.
So, before the show started, they had all the contestants go into this room.
Okay.
And they were going through the names. Okay, here's all the small kids.
Yeah.
And the order that they were going to go in.
The little chinitos there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate that loop.
Dude, that, how the fuck? Okay, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to this. No. Hell, we'll come back to this.
Go ahead. All right.
So then they go with the teenagers. Okay. You know, they go through all the names to make sure everybody's there and the order that they're going to be in.
Right.
So they come to the 18 and olders and they say that I'm going to go first and this guy's going to. And I'm like, well, how many 18 year olds are there? And it says, well, it's just you two. And it's like,
what the fuck?
Okay, we got this shit wrapped up. Right. I don't even
guaranteed at least $50.
Shit, I don't even gotta try.
I would have went in there and just tap danced and
this, so this guy,
okay, Fred Astaire.
You saw where he was sitting. He was sitting like a kitty corner, and he was going through all these note cards and shit, reading shit. Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yes, I was watching them because I could see him.
Yeah,
and he's looking and he's going through all these cards and crap, and it's like, what the fuck?
Because your show was probably like all badass, and he was like, oh fuck, I have no chance.
Let me just didn't have a chance. Okay, let me explain what this man did. So, old man went up there.
I didn't record it.
I don't have
recorded.
No, we. Anyways, old man goes and does his set.
A lot was going on.
And then this other dude goes up and he's like, "So, let me tell you about myself. I'm from Maine. Grew up in Maine, and those of you know, like, we actually have seasons, and there's a blah blah blah." Like, he was just talking about growing up and. Fucking weird shit. He was just saying.
I was fucking getting bored.
I was getting bored too. I
sounded
was like
somebody I know.
Ho hum shies. Ho hum shies. So then he ends it up with, yeah, so this guy was asking me, you know, I'm having trouble finding a job and I don't really, you know, like to work or whatever. And he's like, well, have you thought about blah, blah, blah? And he goes, no, I don't think that'd be a good fit. And what was his punchline? It was something like... Have you thought about robbing a bank or something? He goes, no, I'm too nervous to do something like that.
Why don't you call the 1-800-444?
He goes, well, have you tried your luck with fours? And he's like, what do you mean? Like playing the lottery? And he's like, no, like 444. And word is he's still out there driving his truck trying to collect.
Like you call the injury lawyers and try to get money.
It wasn't a joke. It was like that was his punchline, and
what?
Nobody fucking laughed.
Stay quiet.
Yes.
People laugh.
I didn't laugh.
No, I didn't laugh.
I was like,
I fucking peed my pants.
I wanted to be like, and you suck. Like, it is boo.
Throw a cannon. I thought it was funny. It was better delivered than the way.
No, it was pretty. I delivered it pretty close to the way he did. Like, I'm gonna be honest.
I think I was on my phone.
But it was so bad that I thought like maybe they just asked someone to go up and
just like, talk so we can have two people.
So we have two winners
and not just give them the 150.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he just collects all of it.
So here's
he was an ultra boy.
Well, I got ripped off last year.
You can say all your dirty jokes.
Actually, you know what?
I got jokes like I can't tell at church, man.
Yeah. Come on. Well, I'll set it up. I'll be your manager.
You did get some cringe looks when you told the joke about the pastor and the cab driver, because that one was not received so well.
What did people say?
They were just like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What was the joke?
Well, because the joke is that one was saving. What was it?
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Let him tell it.
All right, tell your joke.
Go ahead. Keep in mind, this is in a church. He's telling this joke.
In the church with church people.
Yeah. So we're at the pearly gates, and St. Peter's there, and he's greeting everybody. He goes, next. Next. You remember it? So I don't have to tell
it. Say it. Yeah, no, let's hear it.
So next. So the guy gets up, and he says, hey, I'm Joey Montana. I'm from New York City. Yeah. He goes, great, Mr. Montana. And what'd you do with your time on Earth? He says, well, I was a cab driver in the city for 37 years. Goes, good deal, great. And he hands him a golden robe and a golden staff. Next in line, it's Reverend Smith. He goes, how you doing, Reverend Smith? What'd you do with your spend your time on earth? And he says, well, I was had a congregation in Alabama for 25 years. He goes, great. And he hands him a cloth robe and a wooden staff. And he's taken aback and he goes, wait. That guy was a cab driver. He got a golden staff and a golden robe. St. Peter says, yeah, we have a merit-based system up here. While he was working, people were praying. While you were working, people were sleeping.
Yeah. Dude, but like, think about, okay, here's the two things. One, reverend in a Catholic church, so you should have said priest. And then two, basically saying that people in church are sleeping.
Why the
instead of,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. It's not true.
Those were the guilty ones.
Dude, yeah.
They can't sleep with all the babies screaming.
Yeah, you damn right, man. Those fucking little shits. Dude, when I see these babies crying and screaming.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you have to bring that up?
And then the fucking parents. I'm like, do they have some sort of invisible earplugs I can't see? Because I can hear this little shit from across the room.
When you're a parent, you learn to tune that shit
out. Yeah, you just learn to tune it out.
Just fucking don't listen. Like, fuck them. That's somebody else's problem.
Dude, honestly, like, if I knew there were no punishments, I would just pepper spray their whole fucking family, dude. Just fuck you.
Do you think I ever heard when you and Bubbles were in the backseat fighting? You think I heard any of that shit when I was driving the car?
That shit up.
Yeah, because he would try and swing, and we'd be dodging. He'd be trying to not wreck the car while hitting, and we'd be fucking dodging
that
shit.
That's what I told you, dude. My brother was bad, and we would. Wow, we got away with it.
Yeah,
you got my dad fucked. That's in the part we stopped.
Yeah, fucked.
You got him fucked. Come here, let's go. You want to go rush him? Yeah, fucking go. Beat your ass in there, dude. Mom, why are we going to the dressing room? You don't have no clothes. Too late. Get your ass beaten, that motherfucker, dude.
Hell yeah.
Come on. You better shut. Don't you
cry. Don't you dare.
You're holding on to get your ass beat.
No one's going to help you.
After you get your ass beat.
See, that's the thing is I don't see enough ass beating happening
in
public.
You can't do it anymore, bro.
Why not, dude? Bring it back.
Everybody's got a camera.
Yeah, everybody's got a camera. We get caught, bro. My mom would have done fucking life for beating our ass. She would have been on her second life term, dude, her second life sentence, bro, because she would beat the fuck
out of us. That's just tough love right there.
She is, dude. That's
now
how
you
kids see, know.
She's like a nice little old lady.
Tough love or
shit.
Dumbass.
She would have beat the shit out of us with brooms, whatever the fuck we can get our hands. But we're bad kids.
How many chocolates you get hit, bro?
Bro, so many, bro. My mom threw them around the corner, bro.
Like a fucking boomerang.
Like a boomerang. That's what my mom and aunts and uncles would say about my grandma, and I'm like, grandma?
I know.
Like,
you
she's
can't,
so sweet.
I know.
Even,
no way.
You know?
Not grandma. No way. Well, it was the same with ours. We'd hear about grandma and grandpa, and you'd be like, mm-hmm. No way. They beat the shit out of y'all? Really? Yeah, they just give me candy. Yeah. Candy and kisses. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I used to hate seeing my dad with my nephews. Yeah. Like my,
why
like,
the
yeah,
fuck?
Dude, yeah, he was such a loving, like, you know, like when they adopted my nephews, he was so loving and caring.
Be mean to them like you were to me.
I would always tell them, "Dad, beat their fucking ass. Look at them." No, mijo, behave. We're like, "Dad, man, fuck that. I'm fucking traumatized because of you."
Yeah. Some deep, deep-laid trauma there.
Yeah, it's good. It became tough.
It's you're trading one thing for the other. Yeah. Either your kid, you're going to have some issues, mild issues. Growing up, or you're going to be a little spoiled PTSD, shit.
Yeah.
You're going to be a little spoiled shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking
right across the table.
You were lucky to get both.
You got both and nothing worked on your
ass. I know, dude. I'm fucking immune to both, dude. Fuck
except bees.
Yeah, except them bees. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, you need a service dog, man.
I could make Milo one.
That would be fucking hilarious.
An emotional therapy one.
Uh-huh. Emotional scar.
I'd take it to jury duty.
He'll be a service dog in training.
I'd take him to jury duty with me.
Damn. You can get a letter next week, bro. You got to go again.
No, next is going to be federal, and then it's going to be municipal, and then it's going to be the JP court. You're going to get them all now, man.
JP one
probably
sucks,
will, dude.
Bro.
I probably
JP
will.
JP
lucky
sucks.
You.
I don't give a shit. Whatever, dude. Now I know enough. I got my laptop. I got my headphones. I just fucking play games and fuck it. Give me my $20 check and we'll call it. Call it a day.
Yeah, we only got $6 back in the day. Man.
Seven.
Shit,
it's 20 now.
So now it's 20 a day, and if you serve for more than one day, it's 58 a day after.
They changed it to 20. Dude, I used to get.
It would
seven.
Just be six forever. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
oh yeah, with the six. Yeah, I thought it was seven. Yeah,
it was
six.
$6.
Yeah. And so no, if you got accepted, it was like 20 something.
But like my thing is like, nah. Well,
I never got accepted. Man.
No, I always talk shit.
I would be like, do you really want to pick me? And if they're like, wow, I'd be like, because a judge called me back here for two fucking sessions. I'd be like, do you really want to pick me?
While I was eating.
I'd be like, tell you what. You know what? Yeah. No, I'll be honest.
You didn't even drink, though. You just said you did.
I'd be like,
if you're going to say it, you might as well do it. Make it worth it.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell them. I'll be like, you know what? I'm under oath. I'll be honest. Fuck it. Let's pick me. Pick me. I triple dog dare you. And then they'd be like.
No,
we really want
the best thing is when they make you stand up. Like when I got picked one time for the panel, there was like 50 of us in the room, mm-hmm. and then the judge, the two lawyers, whatever, and they asked some fucking questions, some stupid questions. Like they ask
each one.
I was like in the front. I was like the first 20.
Yeah,
So they fucking asked me some question, bro, and the way I answered it, bro, the fucking judge was writing, and she just fucking looked up. like, are you fucking kidding me? And then the lawyer looked at the other lawyer, and they're like,
nope.
And then, all right, we had no. Well, let me finish my thought. And I fucking just kept on talking shit, bro. And they were like, okay. And then sure enough, when they took us outside, all right, any number, blah 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 blah. And there was only four of us that didn't get picked because we're all the ones that spoke up like some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a dude at the shop, I was talking to him about my jury duty thing, and he goes, "Man," he goes, "I had a judge. They asked me, well, do you think you could have a judge?" He's like, "Fuck it." He's like. Kill them, hang them all, let God sort them out. And the judge was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Did you just say that in my courtroom? And he's like, that's how I feel. Yeah. And the judge was, And the judge was like, you know what? I could hold you in contempt of court. He's like, that's still how I feel. Yeah. And like, he was just like, they said they called him back, dismissed him and called him back again. And he was like, fuck it, whatever. Like, dude, this guy didn't give any shits.
They
I was
can't
like,
do shit to you, bro.
Yeah.
It's all fucking legal. Fuck that.
But I was like, yeah, that's funny because they do want you to take it all serious. But it's like, dude, if I don't want to play the game,
I don't have to.
It's just pick the next. Yeah. You got 300 other people here. What do you want me for?
Fucking broken system anyway. I don't want to be part
of this
shit.
Why do they need fucking 600 people in there?
God, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Because they fucking serve. They serve like, you know how much they serve, they say, a day? Like 2,000 people. Wow. And then that's why only, like so many come. So I know they don't do shit to you. Dude.
No, they don't. Like, next one I get, I'm not going.
Yeah. I didn't go to mine.
They can kiss my ass.
I'll go.
Just to get away just from work, right? It's a good, good way to get. The only thing that sucks is the parking. That's true. The parking sucks, bro. Yeah.
Just pay the 26. Park on the fucking paid parking.
If you go early enough, you just pay. Park right there.
I can just sit there.
I could drop her off. Shit.
Listen to me.
Oh, I could take the. Pass, I can go park at my mom's, dude, and take the bus straight from South Florida.
Why the
dude?
Fuck would you take the bus?
To get the full experience.
Like, why would you park in the piss smelling garage when you could ride the piss smelling bus for four fucking hours a day?
Hey,
just take hand sanitizer with you.
Hey, now they're talking about jury duty. A funny story, dude. So one time I was doing jury duty, and they were going to release us for lunch. So like Rocky was right down the south side. So I was like, hey, I called him. Hey, come pick me up for lunch, bro. I got like 3 hours.
Shit.
Said, all right. Okay, yeah, I'll be right there. So I'm waiting out. He's, hey, be on the corner right there. I said, all right. So fucking come. They come pick me up in the truck. And then he's, where do you want to go eat? And I said, let's go to Tommy's. Fucking walk into Tommy's and he hates that place because all the cops are there during the day.
Yeah.
So, dude, we walk in, sit down, dude, and then like all these cops just come and they're just start sitting around us and they're all like eating and then they look at the table and then they see Rock and they're like, oh, motherfucker. So he was like, it looks like I got an audience when I'm eating. They're all just giving them Brett and mean looks and he goes, hey, officer, how you doing? And he was like, hey, don't you ever take me to that fucking place again. I was like, all right. My bad. I didn't know it was fucking,
you didn't know it was going to be full of fucking cops.
All fucking coppers in that place, dude. It was hilarious.
It's funny, man. Yeah, I don't know. The attitude I get from all the workers.
Yeah,
dude, because like I really do try and be like friendly and just uplifting, you know? Yeah. I fucking get my coffee and the guy ringing me up in the courthouse cafe or whatever.
You fist it up. Hey, what's up, guy?
Yeah, no, I got my coffee.
What's up, fella?
And I go, hey, you know, how's your morning going? And dude didn't even respond. And I was just like,
fucking sucks, bro. Yeah. I'm only doing this because of probation.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, that tells me everything I need to know. And I was like, cool, ring me up. Yeah, fuck you then.
A lot of people there are just like, I don't know. It's weird. It is a weird vibe there, though.
It's just like everyone's miserable.
Yeah, it's like,
and I'm like, well, then why the fuck are you working here? I don't get it.
It sucks. But it's fun, though. I mean, it could be fun because I've met some interesting people. Yeah, dude. I'm not all fucking stuck up like you, bro. Just go sit there and make faces. I sit there and start talking to people, man.
Dude, it's too early in the morning for that. There was a couple of guys and they were saying – so I was telling C, like this one dude sitting to the two seats to the left of me.
Hey, what are you playing there?
Yeah, right.
No, this is before we even – we're like waiting. It's before like 7:45.
You have to wait for them to come talk.
So we're fucking waiting and – this dude starts talking and he's like, he lives in this area. He's like, oh yeah, I live over blah, blah, blah area of town. And I'm hearing him and I'm like, okay, this dude's not too far from me. He goes, yeah, you know, it's crazy. I left at 6 whatever and got here really fast and that was good. There wasn't much traffic, but the traffic over there is crazy. And, you know, the housing prices are just nuts. It's like, it's really crazy. It's really gotten out of hand. You know, like one of the people in my neighborhood down the street, he's selling his house for $600,000. And, you know, we have the same exact kind of square footage and this and that. And I'm like, dude, so you're trying to flex on this fucking dude about you have a equivalent of a 600,000. He's like, yeah, I have 3,900 square feet and this and that. And I'm like, I was this close to just being like, why the fuck do you have a two-story house if you're like 69 years old, dude? Like, that doesn't make much sense. And he was saying how his wife, the first house they wanted, they didn't end up getting because the washroom was upstairs. And he's like, oh, that wasn't going to be good. So the wife said no to that. And I'm like, "What, dude, you're not even walking. I guarantee you, if you have a two-story house that's as big as you say, you don't use the upstairs at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I hardly use my upstairs. And that's because my office is up there and shit. But like, bullshit. I was like, I call bullshit. And like, you're trying to flex.
What was the other dude doing?
He was just there, like listening, like he was like, yeah, held hostage to this dude's conversation.
I would have got up and fucking left.
Yeah, because but it's true though. Because one time I went and some fucking lady and some man, like I was in the middle and they were talking, and that lady was annoying. I just looked at her and said, "You want to switch fucking seats?"
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? Like I don't give a fuck about your life. I told her, dude. Dang. She was like,
excuse you have to be me? So
rude. I go, what's more rude? You're fucking loudmouth talking to this motherfucker next to me, like loud in my fucking ear, or me telling you to shut the fuck up? Like, what's more rude, dude? And everybody's like, they called the fucking bailiff, came and told me, like, come here, took me aside. He's like, what happened? I told him, he's like, she was talking, dude, she's talking over me, bro. She's talking in my fucking ear. He's like, all right, just sit over
here. Did he pull her aside?
No.
Fuck, that's of fucked not, up.
Bro. She's fucking white, bro.
She's a woman.
I'm like black, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, some people are weird. But most of the time, it's cool. After they, like, let everybody chill.
Yeah.
You just start, I mean, like, talking to people. Or,
yeah. Like, my thing was, like, as soon as they release us, and then we can sit wherever, I'm fucking moving from this dude. I hooked up my laptop. I had my noise cancellation headphones. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me do me. Yeah. Let me buy my AR-15 on the website. Everyone sees me fucking ordering.
On the county, Wi-Fi.
Damn right, man.
Did they even put like tape? They were supposed to put like tables with chargers and shit to work, like, because some people got to work.
Yeah.
So they did that?
But the thing I didn't like about that is that room, it's like their media room, so they had tables. But
ow.
What the fuck?
Shut down somebody's shop, bro.
Oh, no shit, dude. I was like, what?
Get the fuck down.
Okay. So they fucking had tables, and there were signs that said do not move tables and chairs, but the way you would sit, your computer would be facing, so someone could literally be standing behind you watching, just watching everything. I was like, nope, fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, granted, like, someone could be sitting behind you in chairs, but you could sit up at the back of the wall
and then
and no one be behind you. That's where I sat. I was just there doing my own thing.
But I usually go sit outside. They still have the speakers outside, right? You can sit out there.
No, so the courtyard, they don't have the speakers out there anymore. So you can go out there, but if they're –
you can't hear when they call?
No. So it's kind of like, hey, you can be out there, but don't stay out too long. They still have
benches and tables out there, dude.
They're still out there.
Oh, they're still there? Oh, shit.
There's just no speakers.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I sit by the window and everybody starts walking in.
You know, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I would always just go out there and listen to my music and sit out there.
Yeah. No, I took a fucking extension cord.
Dang.
Dude, I was like, I'm not – yeah, no. Nope.
Damn.
The only thing I was missing, the only thing I would have needed that would have made it much better is one of those portable piss things to just – I don't even have to leave my chair. I could just be pissing right there.
You should have got some of the old man's Depends, bro.
Like, what is this guy got diapy? You're just fucking – I ain't moving from this chair.
Or like when you sit, you hear like some like liquid.
He sits down.
They go, excuse me, sir. We're gonna call everyone. You're just taking a massive.
You get
shit
up and you have like wet marks in your underwear. Like,
honestly, I was starting to get a sweat stain in between my butt cheeks because they had that fake leather. It was making my butt sweat. Damn. I had to shove a bunch of teeth.
I don't know why you look at me when you say
that. I'm just looking for a reaction. Just trying to see if you're reacting.
He thinks it's hot. So he's trying to see if are you going to regret it? Hey,
trying to see if she
had my butt was sweaty.
My butt was sweaty. How does that make you feel?
You feel any tingling anywhere?
Feel like I'm gonna throw up.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Yeah, I got a tingling in my fucking stomach. I'm about to throw up in this motherfucker.
No, those are butterflies.
No, that's true love, baby. That's true love, baby.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's all right. Sometimes it's not too bad.
No, it's pretty fucking terrible.
It's just getting there, dude.
It's a waste of fucking time,
dude.
A whole day.
You know, I don't want to be responsible for somebody's fate like that.
My thing is, I don't give a shit about anyone else.
I don't either. I just like, fuck this. The system's broken anyway. I don't want to be part of it. That's my main thing.
I just want to go against. I just want to be the person that fucks it all up.
Yeah, I want to like
where everyone else are like, this guy's clearly guilty. I'm gonna be like, no, I don't know about that. Not guilty.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone deserves a second chance.
Me too. I'd be the one. I'd be the one. No, I don't agree. I didn't see it that way.
Sorry.
He's probably surrounded by fucking people like you guys, so he probably fucking lost it. So what the fuck you want from me?
I'll tell you what, I was on the grand jury for a while.
Uh-huh.
Oh, everybody's fucking guilty in that shit, man. They have like, 20 or 26 people in the fucking room. So the law, LA's going to come in there, they're going to present their case. And then you vote, you know, to indict or not to indict. They fucking indict a bologna sandwich, man. Everybody got indicted. Yeah, it is a fucking joke.
That sucks, man.
Grand jury, they don't even consider. Some people don't even consider it, bro. Like, they don't think about.
There was one. It had to do with drugs, and the guy, they followed him from point to point to point to point, and when they pull him over at the end of it, there was a time in there when they didn't have eyes on him, so the drugs could have been put there or taken. You know, I had questioned. It's like that doesn't
add
sound
up.
This sounds like something could have happened in between that you didn't see.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody else is like, no, fuck it, fuck him.
There's a shadow of a doubt. Like, isn't that the whole process,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just like that. That's like the
that was grand jury, man. If I
how to kill a mockingbird, right? That's what the basis of the thing
is. Yeah, because it's like there's the – if there's any doubt
– You should convict only if there's no –
Once you get into court, but the grand jury, they indict fucking everybody.
Yeah, the grand jury's fucking crooked as fuck.
Yeah,
I can tell you stories about that.
It's a fucking joke. I would love to be part of that to break the system.
Yeah.
Like, I would actually, if I got selected, I would legit be like, you know what?
But
this is my time to shine.
You're only one of 26. Everybody else, if there's 25, they're going to indict.
Yeah, and a lot of those cases are like based on like like confidential informants, dude, that are criminals that you know they're gonna fucking lie.
Yeah,
like that one guy wrote that book about like the Italian mob, like that, like how the people would just snitch on people just to. It was all
fake. Because we actually had convicts come. They come in, they're in their uniforms.
Yeah, and then they testify.
And then they escort them back out of there.
And then they testify, and you're like, what the fuck? You believe this fucking guy?
I can't pay attention for that long. I start daydreaming, so I don't think, well, you know, so I'd miss like important details and stuff.
What do you think about sweaty cheeks?
They ask, see, they're going to be like, juror number 11? Juror number 11?
What are your thoughts?
They get, you just see her there. Huh? What?
My husband's sweaty cheeks, what?
Yeah, but the grand jury, man, that was a fucking
grand jury.
Joke,
fucking joke. They always are.
And you're only getting one side of the story. You're only hearing one side, the law enforcement side.
So what
are
they,
you're hearing.
What do they do if you just play fucking dumb? Like, if they're, like, asking you questions, you're like, I don't know what that word means. And they're like, well, blah, blah, blah,
explain
it.
Yeah,
and then I'll be like.
To, but they still don't explain. It's all lore talk, dude. Dude, the whole system. Dude, I got to get that book that I read
But that's
about.
What I'm saying. Like, if I got my name called and then I just played completely
dude,
no.
dumb.
So what had happened when, like, that one time before I got selected or when they narrowed us down a little bit, they went ahead and they defined things. Okay, so this means this.
Yes.
Whenever
yes,
we say this.
But what if you just keep being like, I don't get it?
Then they fucking think you're a fucking Momo.
You just keep responding.
No. That's the one they want because they can
manipulate.
Yeah,
they think they can manipulate.
They want the dumbasses. They don't want the ones that can logically think it out. They want the dumbasses that will.
It was a little hard to follow, though.
I would be like this. I would be like, I don't understand. And then afterwards, like lunch break, I'd get a whiteboard and I'd be doing trigonometry and
shit.
They'd be like,
Rain Man. What's that janitor? The janitor? What's that movie? The janitor?
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
Dude, and then you go back in. You go back in after lunch and they're like, hey, we saw you doing trigonometry out there. And you'd just be like, huh? Just back to being dumb. Like,
no, they want the dumb ones they can persuade. Man.
Yeah, it's a broken system, bro. I won't be part of it. Fuck that.
What if you spin it around on them?
No.
They ask you a question, you answer it with a question.
I'm going to have to start saying dumb stuff so that I'm not a part of it, too.
Yeah. Or say honest stuff, like whatever the narrative is, go against it.
Yeah.
They won't pick you. Or just say, hey, I'll be biased because of this. Make
something I'm gonna have to. I don't want that. I don't want their responsibility.
Yeah, I don't
want to
fucking.
You could just say that. I don't want the responsibility.
Yeah,
but it's your civic duty. I don't give a fuck. I don't want it.
You know what?
I don't want it. You got me here. I'll do my time, but I don't want to take part in someone's fate.
Are you related to the guy that said he drank during lunch?
No. My last name is different and I'm not white.
Hey. Honestly, like I would spin it. Dude, I'd make this big ass fucking spectacle of it. I'd be like, you know, now that you mention it, come to think of it, this should all be on the judge's shoulders. Why isn't the judge? I mean, they're making all this money, right? It should be on you. You should be the one going to bed at night wondering,
contempt,
could you screw someone's
like
life over? Or why is it going on us innocent people?
I'm not ready for that kind
I'm
of
not
stuff.
Ready. This is something you
I can't
need
even
to do.
Make eggs in the morning. You want me to decide on this shit? Okay, no. I'm wearing my wife's underwear because I couldn't find mine. Why am I even fucking here?
I had to ride the bus yes. for 4 fucking hours.
And it smelled like piss.
I did 17 transfers to get across this city.
I've changed my underwear 3 times.
And the guy sitting next to her hadn't taken a bath in 3 years.
Yeah. Meanwhile, oh, yeah. so your judge can sleep in, waltz in here at 9 o'clock in the morning,
put on that fucking black fucking robe, which signifies the Saturn planet, because they're all Luciferian. Fuck this, man. I'm out.
I'd be like, I see your fucking maritime flags yeah, and your bullshit court shit. System.
That's where all our names are all in caps.
Yeah, because
we're fucking corporations. We're not people. We're not living
I'm
people.
I'm ready to cash out my social yeah. security number, bitches.
Yeah. Give me what you've been. Give me what you've been making off of my shit. Well, sir, you've only worked quarter of a quarter in your life. Okay, sir. Okay, George, I'll sit right. Sorry, Your Honor. I'm going to sit right back down.
All right. I'd like to cash out my wife's. Yeah.
Okay, can you run this social security number?
You're just like, she's got to be worth way more.
Stupid.
Damn.
That's all fucked up. See, you don't even have to roast me. You roast
me. No, I roast myself. Yeah,
just roll my eyes. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. You know what? I'll just sit back down. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
I'll just keep playing my game.
I just go back to level 8.
I ain't got time for that bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Oh, well.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. We will look forward to seeing you at the next one. Again, make sure you are subscribed to our channels, both on Spotify and Apple iTunes. And thank you so much for your support. And we look forward to seeing you at the next episode. Y'all take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Later.